So, in nonviolent communication, we say what is alive in us, what are we observing, feeling, needing. We say clear request and present it as best we can in a way that people can trust that it is a request and not a demand. Now, some messages are really hard to say in a nonviolent communication way. And some of these messages are very important to be able to say. For example, the word no. You see, how do you say no in a way that's in harmony with nonviolent communication? It requires saying three things. First, when somebody requests something of you, to say no in nonviolent communication, we begin by showing that we receive the other person's request as a gift. They're giving us a gift when they ask us to do something. It gives us a chance to contribute to their well-being. So, how do we do this? Well, largely, nonverbally, by how we respond to what they've asked us to do. That our nonverbal behavior will often tell people whether we're hearing it as a demand, a criticism, or as a request that gives us a chance to contribute to their well-being. So receiving what they have said as a gift is the first step in how to say no. The second step is to be aware that no is a poor expression of a need. Anytime a person says no, they're basically saying, I have a need that keeps me from wanting to do what you have requested at this moment. So, to say no in a nonviolent communication way, we say the need that keeps us from saying yes. So, if a person asks us if we would be willing to help them with cleaning up some job around the house, to say the need behind the no might go like this. You might say, right now I'm really very tired and have a need for some rest. So that's saying what need keeps you at that moment from wanting to do what the other person has requested. The third ingredient in saying no in a nonviolent communication way is to end on a request that searches for a way to get everybody's needs met. That might sound like this in the situation where the person has asked you for some help in cleaning up the house. After saying, I'm really fatigued right now and have a need for some rest, would it be okay if we did this in 30 minutes after I had a chance to get some rest? Or would you be willing to ask, and then I might say someone else around the house that I think might be willing to do it. I might say, would you be willing to ask Jack if he could help you with this, since I'd really like to get some rest now? So the three parts of saying no in a nonviolent communication way is, first of all, to show an empathic reception of the request of the other person. They feel understood, that their need was understood, their request was understood. Second, we don't say no, we don't say I can't, we say the need that keeps us from saying yes. And we end with a request that searches for a way to get everybody's needs met. Another message that's hard to say in a nonviolent communication way: how do we let people know when they're using more words than we want to hear? How do we do that without criticizing them? Of course, we all know how to interrupt another person when they're using more words than we want to hear in a violent way. We wait for them to breathe. And then we say quickly, excuse me, I just remembered my house is on fire, and we get out of the conversation as quickly as we can. Or we change the topic, do anything, so we don't have to listen to more words. In nonviolent communication, we stop the other person when we've heard more words than we want to hear and let them know what our needs are. Excuse me, but I'm impatient right now because I have a need for, and then we tell them what needs are not being met by the amount of words the other person is using. And again, we end on a clear request that searches for a way to get our need met and the other person's need met. One reason I've found that people use more words than anybody wants to hear is that the speaker is not conscious of what they want back. They don't understand what their own present requests are. And so they keep going on and on, trying to get what they want when they're not even too sure what they want in the conversation. I can recall a very close friend I had that would often tell me at great length things that were happening to her in her workplace. And one day I said to her, "You know, I find it hard to follow you when I hear you telling all of this, but I'm not sure what you're wanting back from me. So could you tell me what your request is of me when you are telling me these things that happened to you at work?" She thought for a moment, and she said, "I thought it was important to say." And I'm saying, "I'm confident you thought it was important to say, or you wouldn't have said it. But I'm not asking whether you felt it was important or not. I'm asking what you want back from me when you tell me these things." She thought for a moment, says, I just wanted to say it. I don't want anything from you." I said, "I see. Okay. So then is it okay if I read while you're saying it?" And she says, "Do and I'll kill you." So she knew I was joking when I said, "Can I read while you say that?" But I wanted her to see that if you speak to people and you're not clear what you want back from them, it takes the energy from the conversation. It makes it confusing to know how to follow. It makes it less interesting. And she later told me that this was very helpful for her that I mentioned this to her, because she could see why so many people didn't like talking with her and that she used far more words than she herself enjoyed using. But she just didn't know how to get clear what she wanted back. And as a result of our conversation, she started to become conscious of what she wanted back before she said anything. And then she found that she would use far less words and much more often get what she wanted in the conversation. So this is a very important part of nonviolent communication, that when we reveal our honesty, what's alive in us, we say what's going on, to be conscious of what we want back. And my prediction is the more conscious you are of what you want back in the form of what you're requesting of your listener, you'll use fewer words and get more understanding.